Kennard's Make Trade Easy. Kennard's Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennard's Make Your Job
Easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to your Friday. Hope you're having an absolute cracker. In fact, you're probably almost done and dusted as far as the working week is concerned as we skip past 3 o'clock on your Friday afternoon, the 16th of April. AG, time flies. It is Scotty Sattler in the house. And I've got to say about our man, Scotty Sattler, I think he's the most underrated analyst in rugby league and probably the smartest rugby league analyst I know. G'day, Sats.
What makes you say, thank you very much, Sugar, for that.
That's
unprompted.
Okay.
Why?
Just my observations over the years, Sats.
Thank you very much for
that. Yeah, I do believe that. I think a lot of other analysts get pumped up higher than they should be. But you, I would have to say, are at least in my top two or three.
Thank you very much.
Probably my number one, but I haven't given enough thought.
Well, I do feel sorry for you as a commentator.
Yes, why is
that? With Carmichael Hunt coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how good's that? Didn't Mick DeVere change his name? It was Michael, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Hunt.
It was too.
That was his original name.
He was.
Mick. Yeah, there you go. Gibbo, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Joel. G'day, Sats. G'day,
hey, Gibbo, I saw that footage during the week on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, every social media page that goes across our stratosphere at the moment of an individual from CCTV falling down a set of stairs. And they were all having a go at you. And I thought, oh, it's just some footage that looks like Gibbo. But before the show, you confirmed it was actually you falling down a set of stairs at a licensed venue.
Yeah, it was me, Sats. And I know, I'm sure you had a great idea of me on the weekend, and I'm just training hard and just.
Because you keep telling me about how you're in this leadership group.
I still am in the leadership group. They haven't seen the video
No,
yet.
Of course they haven't.
You know what they say?
No, they have seen it. They just haven't pieced together that it's you.
Yeah, well, I was out last week for an injury, shower incident, but, you know. But you know, they say any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, it's true.
I don't think this has helped at all.
Yeah.
No, speaking about mystery injuries, of course, the great Tommy's back.
Yes, for Manly.
Yes.
Go Manly.
No, I'm talking about Tommy Costigan, not Tommy Turbo. Yes. the great Tommy Costigan.
Afternoon, Sats. Afternoon, Joel. Gibbo.
How you going, legend?
Mate, good. 6 hours of power right here
now. Yeah, we've got it easy. We've got it covered easy because you're here thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. Takes real characters to produce a show like this. Can we do this straight away from the get-go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Time now for this. This is Fletchy's Friday phone-in thanks to Four Pines.
G'day, guys. Well, it's that time of week again for Fletchy's Four Pines phone-in on Fridays. What I want you to do is call in 1300 01 1170, and I want you to be frothing.
There you go. So he's texted me through the topic he wants. He's phoned through for his phoner, Brian Fletcher. Now, the topic he wants, which I'll start with you, Sats, and you can get involved via the text line 0457 736 736 for Four Pines, or you can actually call in 1300 01 1170. Now, he's saying Carmichael Hunt back for the Broncos.
Yes.
Right? If you could bring back any player, any former player at your club, right,
yeah,
at the height of their powers... They've got a bit of played this century, so you can't go Johnny Raper and your dad, etc. It's at the height of their powers this particular century. Which player does your club need? So it's not necessarily your club's best ever player because you might...
So the Panthers, if I want to bring back Greg Alexander, don't need him because Nathan Cleary's there.
That's
gotcha.
Very good example. You could maybe bring him back as a fullback if you wanted to. But so... Let's start with you, Sats. Your former club being the Penrith Panthers, one of those former clubs, but very well known at the Penrith Panthers. What player from the past at their height, and it has to be for their club, in other words, Jonathan Thurston, yes, he played at the Bulldogs, but he never reached his heights at the Bulldogs.
How far are we going back?
Start of the century.
Okay. Is that year 2000?
That's 2000, okay, yes.
Confirm that. Now, look at the Panthers side at the moment, Sugar, Tommy and Gibbo and listeners, and I think there's not a lot of weaknesses.
No, that's right.
If I look in the centres, I'm going to say Brad Fittler in the centres, but I'm going to say Reece Wesser at fullback.
Yes.
The Wesser the Expresser.
Oh, yeah.
Scored 26 tries in a regular season, 2004, I think 3 consecutive years he scored 24, 25 and 27 tries or something, yeah.
Wow, so this is Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. So you're saying Reece Wesser, I like that. I really, really like that. So think about your club. Which player would you pinch at the height of their powers? For the West Tigers, now this is a bit tricky, Sats, because you think of James Tedesco, but James Tedesco wasn't at his absolute heights that he ultimately achieved, right? So And the other thing is Dane Laurie's going okay. So I'm not going to go Teddy. I'm therefore not going to go Brett Hodgson either. Am I going to go Benji Marshall at his heights? Well, that's a possibility. Robbie Farah's a possibility. Scotty Prince is a possibility. So, you know what? I think I'd go the one and only Clive Churchill medalist for the West Tigers, Scotty Prince.
Scotty Prince.
I think so. Yeah.
Did you know in 2004, his first year at the West Tigers, Tim Sheens called him into a meeting after about, it was before June 30, it was about round 7, round 8, and asked him if he wanted to release.
Wow.
If he wanted to go back to Queensland. Is he feeling homesick? Whatever it may be, because it seems as though you're not on your game the way that I know you.
Wow.
And Princey said, no, you know what? I'm going to get through it. Takes on the captaincy 2005, Clive Churchill medalist.
Unbelievable. And you know what, that year, so the Tigers were sort of bumbling through the start of the season, and I'll never forget this. And I was actually in the room at the time. So Tim Sheens comes in, he says, righto, boys, we're having a meeting to reset our goals.
Couldn't Sheensy's meetings go for a long time? I love them, but they could go for a while.
So he said, we're going to reset the goals. Our goal at the start of the year was to make the top four. I think we should maybe push it to top six. Ben Gallier, who, bit of a story there too, by the way.
Underrated ball player.
Underrated. So at the start of the year, everyone voted to see who'd be captain. Mark O'Neill got the captaincy, got injured. And clearly second for the votes was Ben Gallier. So he was therefore the vice captain. However, when Mark O'Neill went down, Sheensy, on his own accord, which turned out to be right because he ultimately captains the team and wins the Clive Churchill medal, he put Princey to the captaincy, despite the fact the players hadn't voted Princey there. As I say, it turns out to be the right call. Mm. But at the time, it was a bit of unsettled the playing group. They were unhappy with him doing that. But of course, they know he made the right decision down the track. But Ben Gallier, back to Benny Gallier. So we're in the meeting and Benny Gallier, who I actually went to John Paul II Marion for a brief time with the Pula Tour boys. And he stood up and he said, look, maths was never my go, which it most certainly wasn't. He was bloody hopeless at maths. He said, but from my calculations, we can still make the top four. So he said, righto. He stormed out and he said, as far as I'm concerned, the meeting's over. The goal remains top four until it can't be a goal. Slammed the door. Then he opened the door back up, popped his head back in and he says, by the way, the day after our day off, which is typically a Wednesday, I want you to come in and write on the board something you did when no one was watching. In other words, an effort that you made when there was no crowd, you weren't being pushed. So every day they'd come back in on the Thursday, the boys, and they'd say, I did the Sandhills or I did whatever it was. And the rest is history. Tigers made the top four and obviously go on to win the grand final. Coming up on the show, we've got, we'll check in with Sportsbet. Hammy Goodman, I think, is going to join us today. Andrew Swain from Stan Sport to preview this weekend's rugby, Super Rugby. Might ask him about this TJ Perenara as well as to what he thinks, and does he believe that he could, in fact, come and join the Roosters. That's been the scuttlebutt at the moment. We'll have a preview of tonight's two NRL matches. Of course, Sats and I will be calling him later on too for SEN League and NRL Nation, so you won't miss anything there. This is Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan, tools built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. But coming up after the break, we'll review last night's clash between the Brisbane Broncos, who put up an almighty fight, just going down narrowly the Penrith Panthers. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. But today, Scotty Sattler, have your say on the text line, 0457 736 736. You can call us 1300 01 1170.